another call coming up now, a real 999 call that will blow your mind. Podrick, the birth of his child, an amazing time in his life. It's an amazing time in anybody's life. And just to remind you, you may find these calls traumatic. You may not want your kids to hear them. That's a choice for you. Just imagine this. You've gone into labour so quickly that you're unable to make it to hospital and you have the baby on the bathroom floor. Then imagine the dread that fills your mind when you realise the baby is not breathing. As with many of our calls, please be warned you might find this distracting. In August 2009, Podrick picked up his phone. You may find the calls distressing. In August 2009, Podrick picked up his phone. Have a listen to this when he dialed 999.
My girlfriend's just had a baby on the bedroom floor.
Just get the front door. They're there now.
All right.
Okay, let's do that, all right?
Yes, thank you very much.
Upstairs.
Again, you know, I keep on saying incredible today and I'm being repetitive, but if you think about it, an operator who is a complete stranger interacting with a father who doesn't know her, and those two human beings connecting in order to save a little baby's life who had stopped breathing. And that dad is sitting in front of me now, Padraig. Morning to you, Padraig.
Morning, Stephen.
Absolutely unbelievable. What was going through your mind at the time?
I can't even explain it. Like, it's just how fast it all happened. It was madness.
What struck me was you didn't seem to panic.
I didn't.
Were you panicking inside?
I was just adrenaline rush. Just can't even recall half of it. It was just panic stations all around. It was worse because my wee daughter was there. Like.
Uh-huh. And I heard you during that call composing her. And clearly the operator was walking you through it step by step because you had no idea what to do.
No, she was outstanding. Like.
You must have thought about what she's done for you and your family.
Well, I got a lot of credit for it, like, but it's, that girl was the lifesaver. It was, I had only a minor part of playing it. Like, I was only doing what I was told. Without her, God knows what would have happened.
And those three numbers, the same number every time, 999. What's it mean to you in your life?
A hell of a lot. For a call, a hell of a lot to be grateful for.
How's
that girl was smashing on the phone, like, way she just rolled through it as if it was an everyday occurrence.
And I'm just imagining how small your little baby must have been at the time.
Tiny. Scurry, like.
I'm sure it's scary when you think back that your child had stopped breathing.
Yeah, it was. Bad experience. It was a bit of both, like, but...
And can you put words to that human feeling when you then hear your baby cry again, you hear your baby start to take a breath again?
Ecstatic, like, see, just seeing her there, not breathing a moment, and then after the girl talked me through doing mouth-to-mouth, once I'd done that, baby started crying and just say, I was too hard to describe in words, like.
And how's your daughter now?
Brilliant.
Totally healthy?
100%. Brilliant, wee champion.
Her name's Katie?
Yeah.
Brilliant. Well, listen, you're another person that I'm sure people will be talking about around Northern Ireland today. You should be a very proud dad. And you're a wee bit, well, sure, it's striking me. You're a wee bit nervous here. Compare what you've done here.
No, it's embarrassing listening to them calls over again.
Are you mad? Are you mad in the head? Embarrassing. You're a dad who has saved your child's life.
I don't know.
I think you should be very proud of yourself, mate.
I am.
Padraig, thank you so much for coming down.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you very, very much indeed.